Welcome to the Father's Vineyard Audio Podcast. Here is today's message.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I believe that this is just a movement here today. The Holy Spirit is moving and He's calling. You know, and that is life. I believe there's something ready to explode in here. I believe there's something ready to explode in you today. And that something is called life. It's called the abundant life. I believe right now that there's a lot of here, and hey, me included, that we're just surviving at times. There's times that we're just getting by. But I believe what we just sung and the Spirit of God is moving in this place this morning. He's ready to untap that abundant life inside of you. If you're willing to just open up that valve, let that go, and let the abundant life come forth and allow it just to pour in you this morning. There's a moment and a time that He's ready for you, and I believe this time is right now. The Word says right now is a day of salvation, but I'm not just talking about salvation. I'm talking about life, abundant life, that what you carry inside of you can be carried throughout this world. Wherever you go, it's not about a platform. It's not about somebody looking at you. It's about who He is in you and you being who He is in you. It is right now. So if you feel ready, and this word is for you because it's a word, He says, open up the valve. Let the other stuff out and allow Him to fill you with more of that abundant life right now. It says, just stop surviving. Let's just stop getting by. Because we are His children. We are a people of abundance and prosperity. And that's not about material things. It's about the tangible thing of the Spirit of God in us, in you, in this community, in this world, right now. So raise your hands because you're already standing. If you're ready and you said, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. I'm tired of just being getting by. I'm tired of just feeling just okay when I crack my eyelids. I'm ready to open my eyelids bright-eyed and bushy-tailed every morning. I want you, Lord. And if I feel a little down, I know you're there to pick me up. I want to cry out to you right now, Lord, that I want more. I want the abundant life. Please just give a shout to God. 1, 2, 3. Give me my heart.
You know, we've all had serious loss. You know, people have died. We've suffered loss. But I felt the Spirit of the Lord saying, we got to quit looking back to the loss. There's a time of mourning. Let the time of mourning go. Look to the life. Look to the resurrection this year. Don't look back to the loss. Look forward to the things that God has set before us. Amen. That's what we're supposed to be doing. Thank you, Jesus.
Just sing a new song to Him today.
I looked up and I saw a vision on the stage. And if you've ever seen the movie Braveheart, and you know who William Wallace was, that's who I saw standing on the stage. But he wasn't just fighting with his sword, beside him stood a massive male lion. And I felt like the Lord was saying, we are not fighting our battles in the natural. We don't go into it alone, because the lion of the tribe of Judah is by our side. And this morning on my way to church, I was praying and I saw another vision. And I saw a vision of huge hands. And they were together and they were outstretched. And inside those hands was a human heart. And I believe the Lord is saying he wants our whole heart. That we need to place our whole heart in his hands. Because there's where we're going to find victory. And there's where we're going to find peace.
My soul. I know there's been a call for the elders, but how many know the presence of the Lord is here? Yeah. Amen. And we don't mind laying hands on you and praying for you, but if you was one that needed the elders to pray for you, just stand up right now. Just stand up. If you was wanting the elders to pray over you, just stand up and just lift your hands and receive your healing. Yeah. Just receive your healing. Hallelujah. Just receive your healing. How many know the presence of the Lord is the one that's doing the work? Amen. And just receive it. Just tell the Father, thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord, for your healing. Amen. We thank you, Lord. How many know that by his stripes we already been made whole? Amen. By his stripes you already healed. But we pray for the manifestation in your body right now in the name of Jesus. Be healed in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. Give God the praise. Amen. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's an awesome God this morning. Hallelujah. Yes, he is. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we bless you, Lord. We bless you. Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Come on, let's just give Hallelujah. Jesus a cheer. Amen. Let's give him a cheer today. It's all about him. Amen. It's all about him. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God that his presence is in this place this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. We just thank God for you this morning, you know, and thank God for what he's doing. Thank God for the words that have came forth. How many know that's God showing that you're on my mind. You're on his mind this morning. And we just thank him this morning. Amen. For his presence. Amen. Can we just give him a praise for his presence? For his presence. Not my presence. Not your presence. Morning. Thank God for those that are watching by live screening. You know, we just welcome you and we thank you for tuning in with us this morning. And thank God for the saints of God, Father's Vineyard, you being here today. Amen. And we just know, we know for a shadow of doubt that you have experienced God this morning. Amen. And so we just thank God for you. And let's see. We got some announcements, don't we? Let's see. Let's see. That's all right. We'll get there. Sister Gina. Yeah. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
You know, this is Palm Sunday. And when the Spirit of God moves, we have two choices. We can either continue as normal or follow him. And we put ourselves in a position to follow him. The scripture tells us that man makes his plans, but God orders his steps. The thing about it, you can make plans and not follow orders. And we need to follow orders. Yeah. Even though we've set this in place to happen today, things didn't happen that he's moving and doing different things. Yes. And here at this house, we welcome his presence. Yes. When it seems to be different. Yeah. The Lord... How many of you know what, you know, a book has margins? Y'all know what the margins are? That's a place where nothing's written. The Lord let me know one time before that I was living, this has been years ago, that I was living too full in my page. And I didn't have any margins for him to do something. So I had taken everything had to be to the edge of the page, in other words. It had to be full, and it felt like, well, that's what God wants. Well, God wants us to have some space that when we do make our plans, that he can alter that and write something in over here in the margins. So God is writing in the margins today in this service. And we welcome him. And we want to make sure that we do everything that he wants done. He can do more in just a few seconds. Amen. Than we can in a lifetime. Yeah. And we have to be at a place to where we are yielded, surrendered, even when it looks strange, even when it looks odd. How many of you have ever read your Bible? Wave at me. Mm-hmm. How many of you have read some strange things in that book? But it's God. And I've said this before a long time ago, and I really mean this. I don't mind weird. As long as it's authentic. I don't like copycats. I don't want to try to be like anybody else. The authenticity of who we are is when we follow Him, read the Word, and we follow Him, and we are led by the Spirit in what He wants to do with this part of the body. Amen. So it's a little strange for her to come down and lay down on the floor, but you don't know her story.
Right.
You don't know her story. She's laying down for children. So openly, unashamed, she comes and lays down on the floor in the middle of a service. Why? This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. No matter what she's going through. No matter what you go through. I'm listening. God is good. One thing about I was going to talk about today about the final week that Jesus lived. Not going to happen today. Perfectly okay with me. But I will say this in part of it. He was about 2.5 miles away from Jerusalem when he sent for the colt and the donkey. And just by walking, it's about 50 minutes, but the Bible said that there was a multitude of people that followed him from Jericho and followed him from the cities that he had just been in, and there was a multitude in front of him, and there was a multitude in back of him. So I don't know how long it took him to get from the Mount of Olives to Jerusalem on that Sunday. But I know it wasn't 50 minutes. You know, the Bible says that they cut the palm branches and put their coats and cloaks and everything on both donkeys. Have you ever thought about why did he need two donkeys? One was a donkey, one was a colt, a little foal that had never been ridden. He's 2.5 miles away. I don't know. Maybe it took him an hour and a half to get there. I don't know. But it was prophesied that he would ride into Jerusalem on a colt. My belief is this. The colt was not strong enough to hold a man for that long a ride. So he rode the donkey. This is just my belief. It's not written. But everything has a purpose. So I think he rode the donkey for a while till he got close to the city. Then he switched over because they put coats and cloaks on both of them. And I think he switched over and rode the colt because it was prophesied that he would ride in on a colt. But they were singing Hosanna, save us, Lord, save us. Here's what we have to be careful with. Celebrate him and celebrate him fully. Don't be ashamed of him. Don't be ashamed in a service to celebrate him. Celebrate him with all your heart. But as long as when he came in on the colt, it was a symbol that he was a conquering king. Because that custom was when the king would come and he had conquered the city or conquered the place that he had went to fight, he would ride in on a colt, showing that he's victorious. The people saw that he was riding the colt, signifying to them that he's king and he's a conquering king. And they sang his praises. Friday, they were saying, crucify. What do we learn? As long as Jesus was who they wanted him to be, who they wanted him to be, they gave him praises. But when Jesus started becoming whom they needed him to be, they gave him thorns. Now, how does that work with us? We can get to the place that as long as he's doing the things that we really want him to do, jobs, finances, as long as he's doing that, praises. This is what we're, nothing wrong with praising him. But when he starts getting after something in mine and your life, that he knows he has to send a trial or a difficulty to get it out of you. If we're not careful, we'll woe is me. Why am I going through this? God, what's wrong? And the whole time, he's doing what we need him to do. So we have to be very cautious about when we go through trials that we yell at God's not good to me. He's not helping me. Well, he's not probably not doing what you want him to do. But he's doing what you need him to do. What they needed was a Savior. They already had kings. And he's about to become the, for them, the King of Kings. He already was, but he's about to become the King of Kings later. But they just really wanted a king, but he knew they needed a Savior. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So we have to look inside and make sure that our praises go all the way through our life. And not just a little while, not just on Sunday, not just when things are good. It's easy to praise him when you're on the mountaintop. I mean, shout hallelujah, glory to God, and there's nothing wrong with it. But when you start going through that valley, we've got to be able to say, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Yeah. Okay, it's your turn. We're not through yet. God's got some other things to do, so, but Gina, come on up.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I don't even know if I should even be up here. The only thing I got in my mind as you're saying that is Jesus' power, which is kind of ironic because that's kind of our what I'm going to talk about, but it kind of fits. So it has been 2 long years since we have had a VBS. So we're bringing that back this summer.
Yay.
So, yes. Very, very excited. Our kids are excited. I've got a lot of parents that are excited. I've had people ask, are we doing it? Are we doing it? And the answer is yes, we're doing it this year. I want to show you a quick video really quick before I keep going.
For the most epic adventure ever? Next summer, Group VBS is taking kids on a ride they'll never forget. Get on board the Rocky Railway. Church will be on track at Sing and Play Express.
With Jesus to lead us, we're on the right.
Get ready for high energy fun at Locomotion Games. Experience impactful Bible lessons and Bible adventures. You'll have amazing discoveries at Imagination Station. Take a glimpse into the world of 5 awesome kids who learn that Jesus' power pulls us through. The best part of summer is full steam ahead at Rocky Railway.
the whole point is just letting kids know that Jesus is power. And each night we're going to be teaching the kids all different perspectives and views and just going through the story. So here's what we need. We need some workers. As you've seen the set, it is already being built, as a lot of it has been built. But the week before VBS, we need some volunteers during the day to say, hey, we want to help you transform, put these sets into place, get them going, get the classrooms ready for these kids. So if anybody would be interested to come help, even if it's just an hour, 2 hours, one afternoon, or whatever, we'll take you 5 days, we'll take you a couple days, just until everything's transformed. That is June 6th through the 10th. So that is the week before VBS. We're setting up the gym and the classrooms, and we're transforming the whole area. And if you've seen VBS in the past, you kind of know it's a big overhaul. The week of VBS, we have another need. We have our teachers, but we need people that says, hey, I want to come alongside as line leaders. We need some preschool volunteers to come in and say, hey, I want to do a one-on-one. I'll take the kids. I want to help them do the craft. We have the teachers. We're not asking you to come and teach these kids. We're asking you to come alongside them and learn and help them understand when they don't understand something. To be a mentor, to kind of like just encourage them and just let them know that you love them. Really, that's what we need, is someone to come say, I love you. I want to be here. I'm here for you. Not asking you to teach. So we need workers to come and do that. We have line groups. We have preschool areas. In the back, we have sign up for the setup week. If you say, hey, I really don't, not really into that kid thing, but I can put some stuff together, come the week before. If you say, hey, I really like kids. Our kids range from three to through fifth grade. So back there's a little section that says, I prefer to work with this age group. We will make that happen. So if you could do that, that would be awesome. VBS is June 12th through the 16th. So mark that on your calendars. We have sign up for the volunteers back there. We will have sign up for kids registration next Sunday and online next Sunday. So whichever one you prefer. Thank you.
Just want to remind you, if you have a tithe and offering, you can always bring it down during worship at any time. I know that some of you already know that, but just a reminder for those that don't know, if you'd like to bring your tithes or offering down and place them in the plate, you're more than welcome to do that. Quick reminder, April the 23rd, from 10 to 12, we'll be having the Kingdom Marriage retreat here, sort of like a little seminar. But if you need childcare, please check it on the list over there. You sign your name where the phone number is. Just put down, you know, if you have one or two, because we already have child on there. So if you would check that, we make sure and do that so we can get a check to see if we need childcare for that day or not. If you would do that, we'd appreciate it, okay? So, Father, we thank you so much for the giving of your people, Lord, and Lord, we just thank you for those that are giving online, Lord. And God, we just thank you for what you're doing, Father. We're so, so grateful for what you're doing, Father. And Lord, we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
song? Yeah, I do too. You know, before we move on, this man right here is real special. He's real special. You know how special he is?
How special is he?
Teacher of the Year at Chase Middle School. Teacher of the Year. Congratulations. He also won a trophy about this big for dancing. Hey, come on. Sit. Come on. Come right here. Come on.
Go.
Now, would you like to bust a move on us? I mean, you know, so.
No.
Oh, yeah. We want to give honor where honor's due. We want to say to our online audience, thank you so much for tuning in today. It's so special to have you with us, and some of you we've never met, some of you we know, but some of you we've never met, but we just really appreciate the time that you give of your own life at home to tune in, to hear, and to see, and to participate what we're doing here, and we just want to say thank you, and God bless you. Now, I want to tell you something else. Well, I want to say first that Project 22, when we announced that last week, Project 22, and we said $100,000 is what we need to raise over the next year, it wasn't just for the security cameras. It was for all of it. It was a sign out front, the chairs, as well as the security system. I wanted to make that clear. But what I want to share with you in the next just few minutes is that you know, sometimes we can't show videos and things on Facebook because we get strikes and, you know, because of copywriting and all that kind of stuff. And we buy the license to be able to play the music here, but every once in a while they'll flag us and say, no, you can't do that. But I want to have something I want to show you in this video. But it's before I do that, 2 days before Jesus, before the Passover. This is on a Wednesday, 2 days before. The Bible says that he goes into Simon the leper's house. The last time I looked in the Bible, lepers don't have houses. They have colonies. And they had to say, unclean, unclean, if somebody was coming clear. But Jesus went into Simon the leper's house. Who do you believe him to be? If he's got a house, he's one of them that Jesus healed. Well, I got excited about that, but y'all didn't too much. But that's perfectly okay. He's one of them that Jesus healed. I don't know which one, but his name's Simon. He might have been one of the 10, and one of them got healed and he came back. Well, I don't know who he was. But he had a house. Why? Because of the touch of the Master. He went into that house, and while he was in that house, the Bible says that a woman came to him with an alabaster box and costly perfume, and he poured it out upon his head and upon his body. And Jesus said, this is for my burial. Now, in the meantime, the oil was very expensive. But this very expensive stuff she poured out on him, on his feet. The disciples got bothered. Judas became very angry. The point is this. Extravagant worship will sometimes make others angry. Extravagant worship will sometimes cause us to do something that is so valuable to us, and she could have sold it and had a lot of money. But instead, she gave it to him. Amen. She poured it on his feet and his body. So don't let others who don't understand your worship hold you back. Amen. From worshiping. And you and I should not be as those disciples at that time to be able to say things about people when they're worshiping and cause dissension in the midst. Does that make sense? I think we ought to worship extravagantly, personally. I think he deserves all of it. All of it. Now we're going to play a video, and this is our ending today. But I want you to take a lesson and learn from the scripture as you watch this. And see where you are in the midst of it. Called the woman unclean.
The room grew still as she made her way to Jesus. She stumbles through the tears that made her blind. She felt such pain. Some spoke in anger, heard folks whisper, "There's no place here for her kind." She came through the shame that flushed her face, until at last she knelt before his feet. And though she spoke no words, everything she said was heard. As she poured her love for the master from her body. Praise on him like oil from Mary's alabaster vase. Don't be angry if I wash his feet with my tears and I dry them with my hair. You weren't there. To the sin that had me bound, I spent my days, poured my life without measure into a little treasure box. Healed my soul with the wonder of His touch. So now I'm giving back to Him all the praise He's worthy of. I've been forgiven, and that's why I love Him so much. And I've come to pour my praise on Him like oil from Mary's alabaster box. Don't be angry if I wash His feet with my tears.
If He's worthy of your praise, stand and give it to Him.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Let's give it to Him again.
How many of you know the cost that He paid to make you alive? Oh, He's a good God. He's a good God. Well, I love you, church. I truly, truly do. Thank you so much for entering in today to the presence of the Holy Spirit. It's such a precious, precious thing to do that.
You know, I'm reminded, and I'm going to close, I promise. It reminds me of Isaiah when his presence entered the temple. He was in the temple, and he said, and the train. He's talking about the big train that just goes, the garment that just dragged as kingly, just a kingly garment. And it said it filled the temple. Listen. Don't close the doors too early. Honor His presence. But let His train fill the temple. Don't close the door. People would think it would be awful if a bride came in and she got through those doors and all of a sudden she's got a 15 or 20 foot train behind her and it said, just close the doors. No, the glory of it. The presence brings the glory. So let's don't close the doors. That's the reason we guard this time.
We really do, especially when it looks like, okay, what's the plan? We don't have any. We did at the beginning. But it's, some people say, well, this is interrupting. No, we're letting all the glory in. We're letting all the train in. Amen. Amen. Can I get all the house lights up? I want to. They look like they're in the dark. Can I get all of them up? Are they up yet? No. Hey, I see you. I heard you, but I couldn't see you. Thank you so much again for entering in. And if there's any visitors, how many visitors do we have today? If you're a visitor, is your first time visitor? Great. It is so good to have you guys. Anybody else? Well, I know we had the family that came to see and baptize, and we just thank you so much. Well, thank you for your support, for you guys to be behind the little ones to get baptized. It's so awesome, to do that. So if you're visitors, I want you to meet me back at the door. I have a gift for you. And for everybody else, we love you so much. We really do. We love all of you. Thank you, visitors. We love you too. Didn't mean that. But we love all of you. Hope you come back and visit us and be a part of our services again. Father, thank you again for what a day you've given us. Thank you so much. We love you. We worship you. And Lord, may our worship continue to be extravagant and without holding back. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the Father's Vineyard podcast. If you'd like more information about Father's Vineyard, please visit us 24/7 at www.fathersvineyard.org. Or you can call the office at 828-287-2868. Thanks again.